But now see how your king arrives. Is he mounted on a war horse, prepared to avenge his cause upon those who have neither kept his commandments or feared his wrath? Has he come with his legions of angels to imprison and punish you? No. Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. His humble yet kingly procession into the city soon turns into a condemned man's march, outside of the city, to a hill of execution. It's there that he suffers God's justice unto death, but not before he wrestles away your tattered garment of your unrighteousness and then puts him on himself. In return, he gives you his pure, undefiled, and kingly robes. This, dear friends, is why he comes to you in humility. It's so that through his death, he can be your righteousness, having put to death your guilt of pride, covetousness, lust, and hatred. And in exchange, he gives you his righteousness, lowliness, humbleness, compassion, and purity.